Are there partners in your world? Are there team members in your world? Are there people that you are aligned with that are stopping your growth or slowing you down from playing bigger? It might be time to evaluate it.
So the question is, how do entrepreneurs, thought leaders, and experts scale to create a massive business all while having fun and impacting lives? Welcome to The Raquel Show. I'm your host, Raquel Quinet, business coach, real estate entrepreneur, investor, wife, and sports mom. This podcast will give you real quick tips, strategies, tools, and inspire you to help you play bigger in business and in life. Are you ready? Let's grow to the next level.
Welcome to The Raquel Show. This show is for entrepreneurs who want to play bigger in business and in life. The other day, I was thinking about how sometimes as you grow, you upgrade your circles in your life, and it's the same for business. There's people you start with and they serve a purpose, but as you grow, having a business breakup or upgrading talent isn't a bad thing. But when do you know it's time to upgrade your team, your talent, and hire for where you're going? In today's episode, I want to break down three things to consider when it may be time to upgrade your team or talent. First, let me start by saying upgrading or finding the right seat on the bus on your team is a good thing. I also know that how you approach a business relationship does matter and can leave a lasting impression more than you think, especially when you part ways. This year, I decided to welcome more and more people in my world and expand my network more than I ever had in the previous years. By doing that, I learned more about talent. One thing I learned more this year than ever is transactional versus relationships. One thing I have been big on since I lost one of my best friends years ago was the power of relationships and making time for them. And as I started to grow our different businesses, it took a team of people working together for a common vision. And over time, you start to understand the depth of the relationship and figure out if people are just here in your world to just check a box. So when it comes time to parting ways in business, it isn't always easy, and I completely get that. However, there are clear signs you see, and even when it's done, there are people or things that will reassure you that you've made the right decision. What's even tougher is if you hang on to that employee or that partnership, and you know it no longer serves you, because then it doesn't serve anybody. So three things to consider when it's time to upgrade your talent or your team is, have you ever felt like you were still in it? You might be micromanaging the process or giving your input to just move the needle forward. And I can tell you, it's because you still own part of the job. For example, if it's a social media manager and you've hired that role out, whether it's an employee or an independent contractor or a partner, you are still overseeing, giving a lot of direction, investing a lot of time. It may be something you need to look at. Most of your team members should be able to run with it, or when you hire somebody that has exceptional talent, you never have to remind them what the role is. They actually will bring you ideas to position your social media or your marketing in a way that's completely different than what you've been used to, because they come with ideas. They come up with strategies. They look at data. They look at trends. They keep you informed so you don't have to do all the research. Number two is the relationship is transactional and just checking things off the box. They're just getting by. They aren't coming to the table with new things. They're learning. This may feel to you as a CEO that you might have reached a ceiling with a partner or a team member. I think you can always tell when you work with people on how vested they are after a period of time. There are people where you know you have a project at hand. It could be an event, it could be a launch, it could be a client, it could be a new initiative. And if there is a deadline, they'll do whatever it takes to make it happen and not let the other team members down. And you have the flip side of like, hey, my clock is done. I have to go to my next thing. I'll pick back up tomorrow. That is a clear example of how you know how invested people are when they work for you, your company, or your business. And number three is when things are no longer aligned and it no longer makes sense for your business. You may have different visions and even different values. I had an independent contractor that I grew with for several years. I even had referred her several people in my circle and gave her clients. And one thing with referrals is that you just want to make sure that whoever you refer is taken care of because it's your name on the line, right? They trusted you. So you want to give them a trusted resource. And if you get a referral back in your business, wow, that's an added bonus surprise. And I do have partners today where I keep those because it's a back and forth and we reciprocate referrals. The knowledge that I had in this particular role is completely different than when it started. I even knew very little. I just had a gist of what this role took when I got exposed to other people who did the same exact role. And you know, when you're in business, guess what? There's other people you get exposed to that want to help you. So let's say if it was a social media manager or it was a copywriter, there's going to be people as you're growing your business that people are going to introduce you to other people. And you may ask particular questions or they may give you some insight of some particular knowledge that they have that makes you look at your systems and makes you look at your processes. And as you all know, I love making decisions based on data. It's a business, right? So when I was looking at the analytics and giving the data to my team, it's a challenge for me when I've hired somebody in a specific role and they do not want to either look at it or they wait for directions. Even seeing the numbers shift, go up, go down, it's probably one of my biggest pet peeves when our team members can't come up with solutions, when they aren't resourceful. I always tell everybody, it's like, it's not a lack of resources, it's a lack of resourcefulness, right? So when people start to raise their prices, there's an expectation of an explanation like, hey, Raquel, we are doubling our services or our prices because we are doing more work, which is actually in this case, the opposite. But here's the result that we had when we worked together that equate to our return of investment. I want facts. For example, if I'm looking at email and you're providing a service where you're going to increase the rate, I'm going to look at the click-through rates. And by the way, I wish I would have known that prior, right? I'm learning about all these things, the open rates. And did those emails guarantee us more sales in our business? Did it increase our revenue? Because at the end of the day, the heartbeat of a business is revenue, right? So if we can't see the ROI on that for less work than raising the rates for the hell of it with no theory or no extra services, I'm going to take a hard look at that service. And for me, that's when we start to deep dive, we start to look at the service, we start to look at the data, and if it's no longer aligned or it no longer makes sense, then it's probably time for us to get out of business, right? For some, it could be a transaction coordinator. You're paying them a per transaction. And as you grow, you want somebody full-time with more client care services. So it makes sense to look at an upgrade. So after building a few businesses, You don't have to be involved in everything. Your team will end up telling you some of the bottleneck. So be careful on how you show up to the team, because those people have major influence to the CEO or decision maker. And as I think about this, I often think about some of the people that are in my world is like how they show up actually gave some of their opportunities in their companies because I got to talk to the CEO and vouch for them because of the way they showed up. And because most CEOs are not involved in the day-to-day things, they lean on other people or their trusted advisors or their team members who know all the details. So deciding whether to continue or eliminate a partnership requires staying aware of how it affects you and your business. Remember, business is business, not group therapy. You're not obligated to continue working with somebody who isn't performing well or is struggling to fall in line with your business or where it's going. The truth is, not all relationships, professional or personal, are good investments of your time and energy. Disharmony among team members, among business contractors, affiliates, partners, leaks into our overall business, whether it's operation or even in sales. The clients feel it, your team will feel it, and as a result of it, your company or your business starts to suffer. So know when it's time to call it quits and stand firm when it comes that time. It's almost the middle of 2022. Can you believe it? And are there partners in your world? Are there team members in your world? Are there people that you are aligned with that are stopping your growth or slowing you down from playing bigger? It might be time to evaluate it. Consider where you want to end up for this year, when you might want to eliminate the weight that's dragging you down so that it can open up future opportunities of what is possible. Thank you all for hanging with me today. Until next time, let's keep playing bigger. And if you're looking to expand your network and you want to be surrounded by people who are growth-minded and want to play bigger, send me a DM on IG at It's Raquel Q with events, as I have an exclusive event coming up in a couple of months. Thank you for listening to this episode and hanging out with me today. If you're loving The Raquel Show and you've gotten value from it for your business or your life, please don't forget to hit the follow button so you never miss an episode. I'd love to connect with you further, so text me at www.textraquel.com and send me a message. You'll be added to our VIP list for updates and special events we're hosting for our community. I look forward to hanging out with you on the next episode.